السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. أولا يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرة أو مرتين ثم لا يتوبون ولا هم يذكرون. وإذا ما أنزلت سورة نظر بعضهم إلى بعض هل يراكم من أحد ثم انصرفوا صرف الله قلوبهم بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we make dua for one another. And Allah appoints an angel to give us a similar dua, what we made for others. When it's Friday, Jummah time, from Thursday night, I start making dua. That Ya Allah, every Imam, Khatib, Sheikh, Mawlana, that will be delivering the Jummah khutbah, Allah must assist them to say beneficial words that is pleasing to Allah, pleasing to Rasulullah SAW, and make our entry into Jannat al-Firdaus very easy, insha'Allah al-Aziz. And this dua is not only for the ulama of our city or country, this dua is for every city, country of the world. Allah must assist all the ulama and all the khatibs and all the imams, insha'Allah al-Aziz. I've recited three ayahs from Surah Tawbah, Para 10. Verse number 125, 126 and 127. These three verses, Allah speaks about the bad qualities of the hypocrites and the non-Muslims, the disbelievers. We need to understand the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Anbiya sallam, such a pious personality. The highest rank of Jannah is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, if I recite an ayat of the Quran or you recite an ayat of the Quran. The other is, our beloved Rasulullah recites the Quran and explaining the message of Allah directly to the people. What is the gravity and seriousness of the words of our beloved Rasulullah SAW? So Allah speaks about the hypocrites during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for those in whose hearts there is a disease, it adds impurity upon the impurity and they die as disbelievers. Some people have in the heart, al-iyazu billah, the dislike for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when the ayats of the Quran are being recited, they make a mockery of the ayat of the Quran. They make fun of it. We Muslims, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ وَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. When the Muslims who's got some iman in him, when we hear the ayat of the Quran, our iman increases. We have the love and respect for the Quran. We make wuzu before touching it. We'll keep the Quran in a high, respectable place. We'll tie it and wrap it up in a beautiful, clean, pak wrapper, juzdan, or cloth, and keep it in a respectable place. But the hypocrites, they make a fun of the verses of the Quran, and they don't even hold it with respect. Aliyazu billah. Some of them just throw it away like an ordinary piece of paper. So Allah says in this verse, Allah knows what is in their heart. Some of them trying to be the friend of Rasulullah, but they're not sincere in their friendship, in their heart. There's hypocrisy and nifaq. Now, because of the hypocrisy and disrespect for Allah, Rasulullah, and the Quran, Allah sent punishment on them also. Sometime the next verse, 126, do you not see that they are afflicted with the calamity once or twice every year, but they neither repent nor do they take heed? Sometime Allah put some small reminders by punishing them in this world. Some difficulty came on them. Instead of reflecting on the weakness, maybe I'm doing something wrong, I must make tawbah, istighfar. But they don't do that. The next ayat, number 127. Whenever a surah is revealed, they look at each other saying, can anyone see you? Then they turn away. Allah has turned their hearts away because they are a nation who do not understand. When the verses of the Quran are being recited, our beloved Rasulullah and the early Muslims, the Sahaba Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah, explain the message of Allah to his people. And these non-Muslims, when they are being told Allah is watching you, Allah is controlling the world, all conditions from Allah, out of mockery they say to one another, can you see Allah? Allah is really watching you. And when the ayats of the Quran are being recited, they turn away as if like they never heard it. They make a deaf ear. And when their heart has become so hard, summum bukmun umyun, another place say they can hear but they are deaf. They can speak but they are dumb, because they not accept the message of the Quran. They not accept the true message of Islam. And Allah Ta'ala says, because of the arrogance, sarafallahu qulubam bi annam qawmun la yafqahoon. Allah has turned their hearts away from reaping and accepting the truth. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us humble. Amen. And may Allah Ta'ala guide us to admit our mistakes. Nobody is perfect. I myself head to toe full of sins. May Allah not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. Allah knows who's most wise. Sometimes Allah takes deen work for fasik and fajr person like me. But whatever is being shared, Allah give me also tawfiq of rectifying my mistakes. Amen. Now the very next ayat, two ayats, is a very famous ayat. But many of us heard it many times from ulama or the imams of the masjids. Verse number 128 and 129 of Surah Tawbah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Is a month of Rabiul Awal, and we express our sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as Muslims, we don't express our love for Rasulullah only in the month of Rabiul Awal, only on 12 Rabiul Awal. Every day of our life, every month of the year, we need to put the commands of Allah and the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Now, Rasulullah came to this world, what was the purpose of every Nabi coming from Nabi Adam alayhi salam till the last and final Nabi, Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to explain to mankind to recognize the Creator, that we are created by Allah. The things we see around, the sun, moon, the earth, the fruits, the vegetables, the trees, the beautiful flowers, is all the creation of Allah. And recognize our Creator, recognize Allah. Let's do the English translation of ayat number 128. Undoubtedly a messenger from yourself has come to you. The difficulties that afflict you are very distressing to him. Nabi is anxious for you and extremely forgiving and merciful unto the believers. Our beloved Rasulullah's concern is everybody must go Jannah, paradise. Nobody must go to Jahannam. And for us to go to Jannah, paradise, Nabi has made a lot of sacrifice, inviting the people individually, collectively, accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a janazah of a non-Muslim was going, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seeing the janazah of the non-Muslim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started crying. See, one ummati of mine is going to Jahannam without accepting Islam. So first concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is everyone must have iman. Then after having iman, everyone must read the 5 times Faraz Salah and meal with jama'ah, do our duty with beauty, and fast in the month of Ramzan, Hajj once in a lifetime if we have the means and visa is granted easily. And every day of our life, we realize what is halal and what is haram. As humans, we all have our necessities with us. Eat and drink halal food, drink halal water, cold drink, juice. We don't drink alcohol, we don't take intoxicants. Similarly, we dress with respectable clothes. Promote the kurta and the topi for salah, especially Friday, Jummah time, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, a Muslim wedding, Muslim funeral. Let's promote the kurta and the topi. Don't promote the Western clothing. We must oppose the non-Muslims in their clothing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in this world, he desires no harm must come to us. There are certain advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertaining to eating, pertaining to our walking, pertaining to our sleeping, and even drinking water also. If you just see the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of drinking water, you sit and drink. You look in the water that it's clean. There's no dirt or no ant or insect in the water. Imagine Nabi is teaching us that also. How to go for the call of nature? We go in privacy. We remove our clothing. We wash after the call of nature. Use the right hand to hold the container. Left hand to remove the impurities. And after the call of nature, we wash our hands with soap. This is the teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have beautiful aircons and fans. But during those days, aircons and fans were not available. So in the hot summer months, people used to sleep on the rooftop, those that are high building, to get the fresh air and have a peaceful sleep. Even that to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, though they sleep on rooftops on summer months, make sure there's a proper barrier and wall on the sides. Because while sleeping, when you're moving, and you may move to the edge of the building, and you can roll down and either get hurt very badly or you could even die. Imagine that also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, that you're sleeping on a rooftop, sleep in a comfortable way with blockings, that while sleeping you don't roll down and fall down the building. Similarly, our Rasulullah taught us, one is the sunnahs of eating. But even before going to sleep, if you happen to eat something, wash our hands, gargle our mouth, and then go to sleep. Because insects, they go towards leftover food or stickiness. If there's a sweet stickiness on your tongue or on your hand, there's a possibility when you're sleeping, an insect, one is the mosquitoes will get attracted, and the beetles and other small insects can get attracted. This also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. How we bring up our children from the age of 7, give them Islamic education, teach them the good things in life, and Allah will help us, assist us. Even when we are wearing shoes, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also advised the Ummah to always repair the straps of the sandals if one broke, and never to walk with only one shoe or one sock. It's mentioned in Muslim Sharif. This will disrupt one's balance while walking. Although it's not haram that if you walk with one shoe, but it's a medical benefit that when you're walking with one shoe, you can lose your balance. Walk with both pairs. Imagine how beautiful our deen is. Time is going. The next ayat, also one example is given. Nabi some desire everybody to go to Jannah. Nobody must go to Jahannam. And Nabi some gave a beautiful example, like you have a flame, a candlelight, or of people cooking outside of the flame. The insects and the moths go towards the flame as if they are getting some benefit. And as they go close to the flame, they get burnt and they die to death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, people who don't have iman, who don't read the Faraz Salah, who go towards haram, is like those insects that going towards the fire. And people are turning those insects away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am protecting you all from the fire of Jahannam. By not reading your Faraz Salah, by not abstaining from haram, you are going towards the fire of Jahannam. And I am pulling you all back and taking you all out from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. And the next ayat Allah says, Hasbi Allah. We go through any difficulty and problem through patience and through Faraz Salah. Ask Allah Ta'ala to help. And we are living the dunya, adopt the means. If you seek, visit the doctor. You don't have employment, look for some employment, look for some job. Allah grant us plenty of halal, barakat wali rozi. Allah must not make us muhtaj of anybody. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing whatever little advices was being shared.